91X News.
Good afternoon. It's 0 degrees and cloudy at 4 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Stelios Pappas. Quinte Conservation is issuing a water safety warning for the Quinte region. Residents should monitor their sub pumps and clear any built-up snow or ice from storm drains and eaves throughs to clear pooling water in low-laying areas. Christine Monclair, the water resource manager at Quinte Conservation, says in a news release, no serious flooding is expected. Meanwhile, anglers, boaters, and swimmers are cautioned to stay off the ice, which may be unsafe. Quinte U.S. Mayor Jim Harrison met with Ontario Health Minister Eric Hoskins this week to discuss the future of Trenton Memorial Hospital. The main point of the talk was a proposed cutback that would see the bulk of day surgeries move from Trenton to Belleville General Hospital. Members of the community are protesting the move and have created an online petition against it with over 800 signatures. Harrison says the hospital's future hangs in the balance of this proposal.
We're very concerned that we lose surgery, we lose our doctors. And if you lose your doctors, you don't have a hospital.
The conversation went well, according to Harrison, with the health minister's receptive to Quinte West's concern. But no concrete plan is in place for how the province will address the hospital situation. The Ontario Health Study is visiting Belleville this week to collect samples from locals. The research project aims to analyze from around the province and find ways to prevent and treat chronic disease. Emily Connell has the story.
The sounds of a bus are all too familiar for the researchers with the Ontario Health Study. The team travels Ontario to collect health data from the locals. They have been doing this for 6 years now. This week, Belleville was one of their stops. The team will visit up to 3 major cities in less than a week's time. For some, the traveling is tough. For Kelly McDonald, it's more fun than anything else.
It's been more educational and interesting than it has been a source of missing home.
McDonald is the general manager of the project and the longest standing member of the study. She says she loves the traveling.
It's also interesting to just see and learn more about the province. It's certainly been a geography lesson or refresher on my part. It's been fantastic.
Pilar Jenner is a phlebotomist with the Ontario Health Study, which means she draws people's blood. She says that traveling is the best part about her job.
It's like vacation.
The group left Belleville this morning and is now off to Cornwall. Emily Cannell, QNET News, Belleville.
Prince Edward County is expected to become a safer place in the near future. Brock Almond has the details.
At their February 9th meeting, Prince Edward County Council approved a community-based well-being plan that will see the number of calls for emergency services reduced. At the meeting, Joan Pennefather, president of the County Community Foundation, and Margaret Werkhoven, chair of the Prince Edward Police Services Board, presented the plan to council together. They described it as a multi-agency, risk-focused development of solutions on how to reduce harm and victimization while increasing safety. The framework is built on a 4-step plan of emergency response, risk intervention, prevention, and social development. Pennefather says she and Werkhoven both hope to work with each other, Prince Edward County Council, and Mayor Robert Quaife in the future in a variety of ways to keep on moving the plan ahead.
And as I said, we've been involved in looking as a community foundation on what is happening in our community and some of those areas, for example, around food security and some of the challenges we have on transportation. When you're looking at a plan that deals with a community's well-being, I'm very sure it will help the foundation and the organizations we're working with to see real change in our community. And working together is what this plan is about, filling in the gaps, getting consensus around what needs to be done, and focusing our effort in that regard.
The police board was also given $66,000 to make crime prevention initiatives accessible to municipal police services as well as the OPP. It's funded through the Ministry of Community Safety and Correctional Services. Brock Ramon, QNET News, Belleville.
Manitoba Premier Grant Selinger says he'd like to see constructive suggestions coming out of a roundtable in Winnipeg on missing and murdered Aboriginal women. Selinger says the provinces shouldn't wait until a national inquiry, but should do what they can on their own.
Clearly, Indigenous women and girls have been among the most vulnerable. We've seen that in our own community of Winnipeg. But anything we can do to address their issues benefits all of us as a society. So this is not a marginal issue. This is part of that larger story of reconciliation that we need to address as a country.
The RCMP has estimated at least 1,200 Indigenous women have disappeared or been murdered since 1980. Although Indigenous women make up 4.3% of the Canadian population, they account for 16% of female homicides and 11.3% of missing women. Homeless campers on the grounds of Victoria's courthouse are staging a block party as they face eviction. Busloads of protesters and camp residents will be at the event, but British Columbia Housing Minister Rich Coleman says he's more concerned with helping vulnerable people at Victoria's courthouse homeless camp find homes than he is worried about the protest.
Now, whatever they want to do, block party or whatever, it makes no difference here, because the only people I'm concerned about are the people that need the help the most. And I'm not going to let, you know, I mean, if other people want to use those vulnerable people for other reasons, we're not getting into that.
Coleman says he expects up to 50 people to voluntarily leave the camp in the next 24 hours for new government shelters that include a former seniors residence and a closed Victoria area youth jail. Republican lawmakers have pledged to block U.S. President Obama's nominee to fill a vacancy on the U.S. Supreme Court. But now, there's a twist. Reporter Mark Smith says there is the word that Obama is considering a Republican, Nevada Governor Brian Sandoval.
The White House hasn't publicly confirmed whether any names made it to the president's list, and a Sandoval spokeswoman says nobody from here has spoken to him or his staff about the court opening. Still, nominating a Hispanic Republican could put at least some GOP senators in swing states in a difficult political spot.
Sandoval is the former U.S. federal judge who supports abortion rights. That's QNET News on 91X to 406. Sports is next.
Are you looking for some excitement? Well, Quinty Bowl is the place for you, because when the big lights go out, the fun begins with Rockin' Bowl. Every Friday and Saturday night, starting at 9:30, the live DJ cranks up the great music and turns on the party lights. And it's fully licensed. Looking for something for the whole family? Quinty Bowl has your back with Laser Bowl, with the same great lights and music every Saturday night from 7 till 9. Whether out with the family or friends, Quinty Bowl is the place to be. Highway 62, just north of Walmart, call 967-BOWL or like them on Facebook.
Good afternoon, I'm Silas Pappas with QNET Sports. The Wellington Dukes play Whippy Furies tomorrow night at 7:30. Napanee versus Armisview on Saturday. The last time they played was last week Thursday, with Napanee pulling the win by 1 point, 5-4. Texas Ranger slugger Josh Hamilton has received a stem cell and platelet-rich plasma injection to treat swelling in his injured left knee. The five-time All-Star will be on crutches for 7 to 10 days and is projected to need 8 weeks of recovery time. Hamilton hopes the injection will help.
After the surgeries I've had, after the cortisone shots I've had, the day after, we've really gone into, doing therapy and, getting on it and moving forward. In a quick fashion. So this is a route, something different that we hadn't tried yet.
The Rangers hope Hamilton can make a minor league rehabilitation assignment in late April and return to their lineup in early May. A psychotherapist has testified that sportscaster and TV host Aaron Andrews was anxious and depressed after a man who stalked her and posted secretly recorded new videos of her on the internet was let out of prison. Lauren Comstock told a jury in Davidson County Circuit Court on Thursday that Andrews came for therapy in 2012 because she promised her parents that she would seek help after the stalker was released. Michael David Barrett was sentenced to 2.5 years in prison after admitted to stalking Andrews in 3 different cities. Russia is reducing the budget for the 2018 World Cup by almost $80 million U.S., less than 5 months after the sports ministry ruled out further spending costs. The latest announcement comes at a time of wide public spending cuts due to low oil prices. Organizers say they will have a base broadcast center in the existing convention center near Moscow rather than using a purpose-built site. Alberta's Chasey Carey not only clinched a playoff in the Canadian Women's Curling Championship Thursday, she also learned to spot in the playoff between the two top seeds. The host province downed Nova Scotia's Jill Brothers 8-2 to get a record of 8-2. With one game remaining in the preliminary round, Carey's team from Calgary was guaranteed a top two finish. To send us your league or team scores, email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville? Temperatures will be falling to -2 with a mix of rain and snow in the next hour, following tonight with a little bit more heavier snow starting soon, and ending this evening with temperatures going as low as -12. It's 4:09 and 0 degrees. CUNET News on the air with 91X and online at cunetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Stelios Pappas with CUNET News. Next is news at 91X at 5.